Stop 10, Musclewood.
To your left is Musclewood. Reach out and touch the trunk. How does it feel? Aptly named, the smooth gray bark over irregular trunk ridges feels like a muscled limb. Can you feel the ropey and sinewy texture? Musclewood is sometimes considered to be a shrub, but more often it grows like a small tree. Even though it is also known as hornbeam, musclewood is probably the best name because the muscled appearance of the bark is unique. Musclewood is often found growing on the banks of streams. The bark of the musclewood is certainly unique, but the bark of every tree is made of the same many layers. If an insect drilled from the outside in, it would have to eat through several layers of cork and cambium, all that stuff we call bark, before getting to the wood. On your right is a large tree where the bark has opened up, showing a hollow center. We call this tree the fox den tree, because this would be an ideal spot for a fox to find shelter. Hollow trees offer shelter to bats, owls, and larger woodland animals in their nooks, crannies, and cavities. Many birds, nuthatches, chickadees, and woodpeckers are cavity nesters and need to find old trees with natural cavities for nesting sites. Here in this deciduous woodland, where most of the trees lose their leaves each autumn, there is always something going on in every season. In the spring, the sap is running and the tree buds are swelling, getting ready to burst open with this year's new leaves, flowers, and twigs. In summer, this woodland is visited by songbirds seeking shelter among the branches. As its name implies, the fall foliage of the red maple is sometimes red or scarlet, but some years this name is misleading and the tree is dressed for fall in brilliant yellow or orange. Deciduous trees are adapted to winter by going dormant. Taking the season off helps them retain valuable water, store precious sugars, and perhaps suffer less damage from heavy snows and drying winds. In winter, we are able to see the graceful forms of many trees, observe their distinctive branching pattern, and notice details such as bark texture.